Right, Coach. The thing that stands out the most in the box score, about to be 1 for 15 shooting from 3-point. What went wrong? What were they doing so good that made you miss all the shots?
Well, I'll tell you, they do contest every shot. You know, they don't give you very many good looks, and I thought we had some good looks in the first half in particular. You know, we missed some layups and some close-in shots, where we could have pushed a little lead, and we went in the locker room down 4, still in good position. You know, but certainly, the start of the second half where we went, I don't know, 0-for-9 to start the second half, and you can't sustain defensive intensity when you're not scoring for that length of time. I just think it's really difficult.
John Simon, graduating senior, is the last game for Colgate. Probably hard to do it now, but can you talk a little bit about what he's meant for the program?
All 4 of those seniors have meant the world to me. And Mark Daniels, for example, a fifth-year senior, been playing hurt for the last 2 years, really, on 2 broken feet. He comes back and he plays and he's everything. Johnny Simon, hardest working kid I've coached in 26 years, a Division I coach. He's in the gym nonstop, and I was so happy to see him be named second team all conference. I thought he really deserved it. And a phenomenal young man, Chekovich and Gentile, outstanding kids. So great seniors, just as I'm sure the AU guys, they got a strong group of seniors as well.
I guess that might be kind of hard for you. Now that you're out, you kind of handicap the Pitcher League tournament. What do you think is going to happen in the next couple rounds?
I think it's, you know, the way the format is set up with the home teams advancing, I think it's going to be really difficult, you know, to beat Bucknell or Holy Cross on a road. And then I think Holy Cross, you know, will have the edge in the championship. Bucknell, the only advantage that they've got is they've been there the last 2 years and they know how to do it. And maybe they'll have Donald Brown back and he'll make a big difference if he's healthy. So, but I think Holy Cross and Bucknell will, you know, do what they've done all year.
You think it'd be fair to say that when the tournament comes around, all 7 teams are rooting for the team in the tournament?
Oh, I think so. I think so. We want to see our league. Our league's had a really an outstanding couple of years. And this year, I think our RPI as a conference is, you know, above a lot of, you know, the MAC and the Ivy and the Northeast and a lot of the America East were higher rated conference. So it's good for the league.